6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome to It Takes Energy, presented by Energy Transfer, where we talk all things oil and natural gas. Oil and gas drive our economy, ensure our country's security, and open pathways to brighter futures. Did you know that the majority of progress the U.S. has made in reducing emissions over the past decade has come from the oil and gas industry? With more electrical power generation now coming from natural gas versus coal, the air we breathe today is cleaner than it has been since the 90s, according to a report from the EPA. Clean-burning natural gas is also a reliable source of power for more than just our electrical grids. It is also used to power data centers, hospitals, schools, and so much more. Look around, and you'll see the essential role oil and gas plays in our lives. Our world needs oil and gas, and people rely on us to deliver it. To learn more, visit energytransfer.com.
The truth of the matter is, we're really not waiting on God. Most of the time, He's waiting on us. He's waiting on us to believe that when He said in Jeremiah, "I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future," He meant it. He's waiting on us to believe that when He said, "Do not fear, for I am with you. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you." He meant that. When He said, "Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours." These are promises. Promises are there waiting, just waiting on us to believe. Believe His word that there is a way out for you when there seems to be no way.
Have you ever been in a situation where you don't understand whether God is trying to teach you something, or if He's punishing you? Have you ever been brought to your knees and prayed, "Help me trust you, even though I don't understand the situation. Help me to have faith in you, even if I don't understand my present circumstances"? Well, the Word of God says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths." Trusting in the Lord with all your heart means trusting when you don't understand. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart means trusting in Him when it's painful to do so. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart means that you might have no answer to all the questions you have. You may have no answers to all the questions of life, but you will still have faith that God can and will make a way. One thing that cripples our faith as believers is the tendency to want to understand everything. We are humans trying to understand the work of an almighty, heavenly, all-knowing God. But saints, we need to get to a stage where we pray that God would help and teach us not to lean on our understanding, because our understanding is limited and flawed. So even without the full plan and detail, I want you to know that God is who orchestrates all of the challenges in your life, so that each test, each mountain, each Goliath might serve a purpose in strengthening your character or solidifying your faith. I want you to know that it's God that orders our steps through both the good and tough situations. So rather than always praying for answers, why don't you try praying that the will of the Lord would be accomplished? God is faithful regardless of my present circumstances. He is faithful regardless of your present circumstances. Romans 8 verse 28 says, "We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." That means that if God sends a storm my way, it's for my good. If He sends a blessing my way, it's for my good. All things will work together for my good in Jesus' name. And I believe that even if that means I have to embrace tough or difficult circumstances sometimes, I believe by faith that all things will work together for my good in Jesus' name. If God has to take me through a test in order for me to find out that He can make a way where there seems to be no way, then may His will be done. Should God choose to send enemies to surround me so that I can see Him?
The Jeep brand has always stood for American freedom. Now with our Freedom of Choice pricing program, you can choose your offer. Cash incentives or employee pricing for all. Hurry into your local dealer today for details. Jeep, there's only one. Offer valid on select 2024 and 2025 Jeep brand vehicles for non-FCA employees and retirees. $200 admin fee applies. Not all buyers and lessees will qualify. Restrictions apply. Not combinable with other offers. Ends 4/30/2025. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, then may His will be done. With each set of circumstances the Lord sends my way, I pray that the purpose He has set out to achieve in me, through me, and for me will be accomplished. And through all of this, through all that I may go through, I will hold on to your word in Isaiah 43, verse 2, which says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flames shall not consume you." So my message to you is that you should stop trying to understand everything about God. Rather trust that if He brings you to it, He will bring you through it. The Bible in Isaiah 55 verse 8-9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." I firmly believe that there are things that God in His wisdom has deliberately left unanswered, because if He were to reveal certain things, our minds as humans would not be able to understand it. There are so many things about the universe, about the world, and about God that our human brains are simply unable to comprehend. Things about life and death, things about good and evil, and especially matters relating to the spiritual realm. God's ways are certainly not like ours, but here's what I'm grateful for. The Lord has given us enough of His word for us to at least make sense of His purpose for our lives. He has given us His word so that we can understand how to live, how to act, how to conduct ourselves. So you may have questions, but the Bible says trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. This means that you could be doing everything right as a Christian. You could be praying daily, reading the Word daily. You could be giving and helping the poor, but still find yourself facing a challenge. Instead of being focused on wanting to understand why don't you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding? Our own understanding means that we want the Lord to explain everything. We want Him to give us an explanation about why this happened or why this happens. But if I may tell you two things, the first is that God doesn't answer to you or me. He doesn't have to explain Himself. And the second thing is, in His power and in His might, so long as we trust in Him and have faith, He will orchestrate everything that comes your way to work out for your good. So if you do have questions, let your faith overrule your head. If you don't know all of the details, let your trust in God overrule your need to understand.
When in doubt, call on God. It sounds so simple, but putting it into practice isn't. We're told in Psalms 50, "Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will rescue you." Jeremiah 33 even says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things." You see, God is in all places at all times. He's not a God that comes and goes. He's ever present. You'll never call on God and hear Him say, "I'm on my way. I'll be there soon. God is our past, present, and future. Just ask Daniel. When he was thrown in the lion's den, who was there? Ask Moses. When he saw the burning bush, when he stood in front of the Red Sea, who was there? Ask David. When he looked up to see a giant standing tall before him, who was there? It was God. He's there all the time. If I am to ask you even now, look at your past. Can you not see God's hand? That relationship that you knew was no good for you. That job that drained the life out of you. That night when the worst could have happened, but it never did. You can't tell me God hasn't been with you. It was God. The truth of the matter is, we're really not waiting on God. Most of the time, He's waiting on us. He's waiting on us to believe that when He said in Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. He meant it. He's waiting on us to believe that when He said, do not fear, for I am with you. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. He meant that.
And should you do this, then God will provide you with the grace to overcome and the strength to withstand.
Welcome to It Takes Energy, presented by Energy Transfer, where we talk all things oil and natural gas. Oil and gas drive our economy, ensure our country's security, and open pathways to brighter futures. Did you know that the majority of progress the U.S. has made in reducing emissions over the past decade has come from the oil and gas industry? With more electrical power generation now coming from natural gas versus coal, the air we breathe today is cleaner than it has been since the 90s, according to a report from the EPA. Clean-burning natural gas is also a reliable source of power for more than just our electrical grids. It is also used to power data centers, hospitals, schools, and so much more. Look around, and you'll see the essential role oil and gas plays in our lives. Our world needs oil and gas, and people rely on us to deliver it. To learn more, visit energytransfer.com.